Everybody, well, we're almost a month away from 11-11-11, but today is not that, so it's 10-10-11, and it's Monday, and the 10th month is October, so this is our Monday Creation Lightship show, and we'll first do a trauma clearing for those people that might be in trauma, and if you're not in trauma, good for you. Think of a trauma that you've had in your life sometime, as you may have had one or two, and think of it right now. We're going to clear that away. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a another clearing similar to this one, but it'll be a sensory body. And this is normally used for people that are kind of oversensitive to life. Your senses get overwhelmed, and sometimes it's nice to be a homebody when that happens. So if you're a homebody person, this clearing may not be for you, but if you get out there a lot and you like to be stimulated, then this clearing may be wonderful for you. So here we go, sensory body. Think of a situation that you've experienced. Maybe somebody talked to you and you got a bellyache or something. So let's kind of clear that energy. Here we go, sensory body. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh man, I'm yawning. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on today. And it's Annika. Annika, you out there somewhere? Off of a timeline?
Yeah.
Being perfectly centered where you are now, I hope?
Yes, yes, I'm out here, Ron, and hopefully being on this timeline with you here with CLS on BBS on Monday, and welcome everyone. It's really great to be on here, and yeah, we have, like you said, an interesting day today, interesting dates coming up, and on all that, a lot of different numbers. If you want to clear those, go to the natal barcode clearing. That's really good for clearing numbers that are coming up in your life, maybe showing a little bit more. You often talk about that, Ron, and maybe you want to talk some more about it. But before I go into that, I want to mention that that was the trauma body clearing and the sensory body clearing, if I heard you right, that you were doing. And the sensory body clearing is really, really good. If you have any children that have sensory integration dysfunction, which is something that they call some of what the kids are going through today. So sensory body, I know, has helped a lot of people that feel that kind of overwhelm. So back to you, Ron, and maybe you want to talk a little bit first about, what was I saying, the different dates and all that that we mentioned a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to be back in New York here coming up shortly. And we'll be there 21st of this month here at the New Yorker Hotel, a block from Penn Station, 34th and 8th Street. And it'll be the New Life Expo, so hope to see everybody there if you're in that area. It's interesting, living in California, driving a long ways. You know, I think the state is almost 800 miles in length, if people aren't aware of that, but somehow back east, they talk about states, and they're very close to each other. So if you only have to come 150 miles, that's not too far, you know. So I'd like to see you all at the Conscious Life Expo, if possible. And I have a workshop there. No, I have three lectures, and hopefully I'll be on the Strange Universe panel. It's very interesting. The other day, I'm at another expo after the Conscious Life one here that ended shortly. I didn't go the full time, but I was doing a talk, and I happened to look over, and I saw this person, and as I was talking, and I probably had about a dozen people in the audience, which was good, very good. And I had this person, and I said, well, we'll see if he has a clone body, basically. So I started changing the timelines and bringing in new clones. So we have somebody here with us that was actually there. So, and you could actually see like a haze around him change, like heat waves, each time I brought in a new clone. And then at the end, I brought in his real body. But he can describe to you what it was like. So here we go.
All right. So, yeah, I was in the crowd when the healing was taking place. Ron was doing his lecture for myself. A little noise there. For myself and all the other people that were in the crowd. Now, the guy that, there was a guy, like, standing off to the side. He was half listening, half not, you know. And so Ron says, he starts talking about clones, and he says, like, okay, look at that guy over there. So the guy lights up. And Ron goes, I'm gonna change his body. He's got a clone body. I'm gonna change his body. So, you know, Ron does his, he does his healing thing where he moves his hands, and the guy's body changes. And everyone in the audience just about, you know, jaw dropped. Like, they saw the difference. They saw the difference between the guy's body that was standing there before Ron did the healing and the difference in the body, in the guy's body after he did it. And it was weird because he looked the same, technically, you know, guy wearing a black t-shirt, wearing shades, jeans, sneakers, whatever. But every time, because he did it about four or five times before he brought in his regular body, every time he did it, you would see, like, the colors around him shift, and you would feel the energy shift. It was bizarre, to say the least. Then when Ron actually brought the guy's real physical body on, I could feel like a warmth come from the guy's body, whereas before it seemed like it was cold. Like he went from just having an outward appearance to having like organs and blood and stuff like that. It was very, very strange. The lady next to me said, "Whoa!" It was pretty interesting. So that's all I got.
So that was one of those interesting moments here, and it was successful because we actually brought his real body back here. And when he was changing, he had no body energy, none whatsoever. Then when he finally came in at the end, he felt like a human. The people around him, though, where he was standing, now that I think back, did not feel human at all either. So he may have felt a little out of sort because he was the only human in a group of maybe a half a dozen people. And then he kind of walked away. So, Annika, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
That is so interesting. And, yeah, it, very, very interesting how you can actually see that. The slight changes, I've seen them myself. But, thank you for sharing that. So I see somebody asked, just because you mentioned about you're going to New York there, and all I can see online is the New Life Expo. You're not doing anything else there, Ron. Are you basically, this time, it's the October 21, 22, 23, booth 223 in New York City, New York, at the New Life Expo, and you're bringing the Light Infusion Healing Chamber, and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what I'm seeing there. Is there anything else you're doing, or is that it?
Almost that's it, but we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
You never know. So
that's you living in the moment, isn't it?
Yep.
In the now.
Are.
So, yeah.
Hey, so anything on the fast chat, or anybody want to have a healing request here? We could probably do something, I did a clearing in the audience for clone body parts. Remember, this is when you have somebody do their prayer work for you, they're praying to something, and then they replace that part of you, and you get healed, and you go, wow, that's wonderful. You know, Jesus healed me, or God healed me, or whatever healed me. And sometimes you get a clone body part in place of a real human one that's made of light. So let's do a clearing here. If you've ever had anything happen to you where you had a miraculous healing, we'll see if that is a clone part. And what we're going to do is first release that energy from you, and then we're going to put into you the part of light according to your spiritual blueprint. So it will replicate, duplicate what you have right now. Here we go. So I'm going to release that energy from you. Just think of some place on your body that this could have happened. If you don't have anything, then just kind of be open that your spirit may find the last one that happened to you or the one that's the biggest detriment to your body's life. Here we go. Releasing that clone body part. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that part is now released from you. It's still going to be there. You're still going to see it. And now we're going to bring in the part of you that's created from light. Here we go. This is like spirit integration. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, just see how your body is responding. So naturally, you know, get up and walk around and just see how you're doing right now. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay, so we always welcome comments if you are noticing anything while you're feeling that, the removal of whatever part that had been stolen from you and that sort of thing. So thank you for doing such an interesting clearing there, Ron. And we do take call-ins, so I should mention that if you want to call in and you want to talk about it. Today we're on station one, and, sounds like actually somebody called in. You'll find the number underneath the fast chat, the BBS fast chat. So I wanted to see if that is somebody calling us out there. Hello?
Hey there, I heard a beep.
I heard a beep, yeah, okay. Maybe we'll hear some. Oh, there is someone. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Did I get through the Creation Light Chip?
You are with the Creation Light Chip, and here is Ron Amatron. So, yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Ron. I was hoping you could help me with something.
Go ahead. What would you like help with?
I'm getting a ringing in my ears, and I hear, like, some voice sometimes, and it seems to be blocking my thoughts.
Oh, is the voice talking to you? Like an entity kind of talking, or mind chatter, or is it directing?
Yeah.
Hey, so let's
it's
see
just,
here.
Like,
so let's just look at that, and sometimes trying to make contact, communicating. Normally, aliens typically do not talk to us. At least I'm not familiar with that. I'm sure they could. So voices typically would be entities. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for that. The ringing, we'll see what happens after that. But let's get rid of the voice here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, this is a big one. Well, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let's hope that leaves here. And let's do another clearing here. Ringing of the ears. That sometimes can go all different directions here, but we'll do a clearing just for that here. And we'll change it into a timeline crash here. Here we go. So timeline crashing for ringing of the ears. Have to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if that helps you. Hopefully it will. So thank you for calling. And we'll see if Annika is out there. So how did you feel for that healing, Annika? Do you feel any energy moving or leaving? Or?
I felt just a slight bit in my head, like a slight dizzying that went away very quickly, very brief. I saw somebody saying, well, Freedom said, I'm having reactions in a few places. That might have been related to one of the other ones you did earlier, but... Freedom asks, is that possible? And I also see Brent saying, I get an electronic ringing in my ears in certain location in my house. So,
Let's do a space clearing. That's on the website. This is used for the space that you live in. It could be on the way to work. It could be your car. So we'll do a sample of that here. So everybody think of a room that you'd like to have cleared. And we'll do a space clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And that's clearing it out right now. Let's clear it out as of yesterday, going into the past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, getting dizzy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So hopefully that'll help. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Brent also said here, arms feel out of control from that. Not sure why. So, yes, you might feel something in it, like also coming back to Freedom, they're saying reactions in few places. So, yes, that does sometimes happen. Do you want to comment on that, Ron?
That could be happening in two places. Is that what you're saying in for the same situation? Or
yeah, that's how I understand it, yeah. That they're feeling it possibly in more places than one physically, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so feel it on your body, different locations?
Yeah, Brent just put in here now a dizzy and sick to my stomach from space, question mark, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way too, so very possible that the aliens and are messing with the timelines.
Yeah.
So let's do a clearing here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll probably be using, or changing over a little bit here and changing from the word aliens, extraterrestrials, into unwanted universal travelers, the youths. So these are the utes we're going to get rid of. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more utes being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm balancing out now pretty nicely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe I spoke too soon. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. Brett said, that fixed something. What did you do? So, yeah, you've been doing quite a few there. So it's sometimes hard to say what it is that's going to help us, isn't it? And, you know, when you do a few like that, one after the other, it's quite interesting how things will change. What do you want to say, Ron? I mean, it's kind of hard to say what you actually did that would help one particular person.
I think it's kind of go sideways quite easily with the youths here. So one thing could correspond to another. Things affect you differently. And, you know, this is why sometimes you have to maybe look at more than one clearing, you know, as you start getting better. Remember, they're in time. So let's say I did a clearing and all of a sudden you felt good for like 5 seconds. Well, they could have stopped time, and now they're putting you on another timeline, creating another situation. And then you don't feel so good. And you think, well, gee, what happened? Well, it's because you have another issue that they're looking at. So we tend to look at something at the very end of it is as, well, did this really work for me? Well, it may have worked completely fine for the clearings that you have done or what you are doing, but they may have taken you sideways at the very end of the clearing to make you think that nothing really happened to you. And they'll bring forth another emotion, maybe on another timeline or one that's kind of similar to what you had cleared, and they'll distract you to make you think that nothing really happened. And that's what they do. Remember, they want to have complete control of you, as above, so below. So you don't know what's pulling their strings, making them act and respond to control yours. And that's the way some of the clearings work. Sometimes you might feel just wonderful, and you may have to go a little deeper other times because they're giving you more stuff. So back to you, Annika. And if you do have more stuff of the same issue, then the seven generational clearing is kind of designed for that. And then we also have the all parallel lifetime clearings. That one's good too, which you can take your regular ordinary clearings and go into parallel lifetimes with that particular clearing, making it much more effective for you. But back to you, Annika.
Okay, so hopefully what you did might have helped Shannon a little bit too. She was asking for healing for her jaw, and she has apparently done the entity clearing. That's another clearing that's online that you can do every day, obviously good to do and keep up with, as we could draw entities to us, unfortunately, still, any place you go to. So, she was also asking, if you are living in a remote area, how does the billboard clearing work then? I mean, obviously it works more when you meet people, but it's kind of hard to not meet anyone in life. What would you say? How can the billboard clearing help?
Well, you are going to be interacting with people, and if you're not interacting with them, then I would assume that your life is working pretty well because you're creating what you wish to have in your life without any interference from people. That's how I would look at that. So if you don't have interference from people, then it should work out fine for you. So it's kind of like being, you know, like in a cave. That's kind of what you're sort of suggesting because you're not interacting with people. But naturally, if you have to purchase something, maybe you're purchasing things online because you live too far away from civilization, maybe in a real rural area, well, you're still interacting, and they're still going to read your billboard. So
when you mentioned taking us sideways, obviously we're wanting to be in the heart, in the now, to not be taken sideways, but what would it mean to be taken sideways, Shannon is asking too.
They take you into another parallel lifetime that is attached to the original one. and then that could also go sideways into another one. So you really start getting into energies that is so far embedded into the darkness that you have a hard time getting out of it. That's kind of what it means. Because you don't necessarily have, you know, conscious awareness of what's going on. You may have one conscious awareness of one timeline, but if they take that timeline and stretch it off and sell a little piece of you on the timeline, you won't know where you're going. Where in the main one, you do. And that's kind of what we mean by maybe going tangent with that, because you are having a lot of stuff done that's, you know, done to you, which you know nothing about. That's why the timeline crashes are so important to do and so beneficial to living in the moment. Back to you, Annika.
Oh, yeah. And since we are talking about different timelines or taking sideways into parallel lives, one of the really, really important clearings that we are doing and many, many listeners are already doing. Some people that are new might not have heard about this, but it is the timeline crashing. And there's also space-time crashes. Janice had a question about that, and she's been crashing lots and having seen ice cube clouds in the sky. So you can sometimes see it in the sky reflected in the clouds. And she was wondering, do space-time crashes make the clouds break up too?
At first I would say possibly not, but you are affecting the space. So, yes, I would assume that they could more than likely do that.
So maybe we can explain then what is the difference between a timeline crash and then, you know, space-time, as in bringing yourself back. But I'll let you say it, Ron. Maybe you can go into some detail.
Standard timeline crash, you're being taken off of, you and probably millions of people are being taken off of a parallel lifetime. And the heading for that parallel lifetime will be some type of emotional situation. And then from there, everybody is on that timeline with that emotional situation. It'll be different events, naturally. Not going to be typically interfacing with a million people. But you'll be on there, and you may go from storyline to storyline with those people, you know, maybe for years. So you actually know them quite well on this parallel lifetime, much like you know the people that live here. But there you may have people you've never seen before. And each one of those people get their buttons pushed, and when they get their buttons pushed, yours gets pushed also. This is why they live with you on this parallel lifetime, because the aliens, the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers, are going to get your emotional energy. Remember, your spirit works with your body, and spirit and body are both created from light. So when they do take and energize that in an emotional situation, they're getting part of that light frequency. And it's kind of like, we'll just say, looking at it a different way, it'd be like you being the sun. And the Utes are the solar panel. So naturally, you know, you don't get sunlight when it's dark outside. But when it's light out, you know, you can take advantage of that. But what they do is tend to capture more energy from you as it leaks away from you, and eventually, when it does leak away, you start losing life force energy, and that can also, you know, cause illness. So this is what the problem is that they keep wanting to get more and more energy from us. So naturally, you know, it's a great thing to do is to create more of you out there, bits and pieces of you, on a timeline. So if you're out there in 100 timelines, you know, that's much better than just having one here, so they created more of those to get more energy from you. And the deja vu is what you have when you have a bleed through from a parallel life that just happened. So the other one is the space-time crash. So when you do a timeline crash, you're brought back here, and it can normally take, you know, a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, up to maybe a couple hours to come back here as you're being released and removed from that particular timeline. Now, for some reason, you don't find your way back, or maybe you're really out in the beyond or someplace, going tangent on a particular timeline, then more than likely You could be out there for a long, long time. And by doing that, you want to come back here, which means that the space-time crash will allow you to come back if you happen to get lost. Maybe lost may not be the word. You're now in some area out there in the Beyondo, unknown to you and maybe everybody else. So it's much better to have yourself returned to light than to have some Ute ship find you out there and capture you and hold you hostage or just take you away completely. So what we'll do is a space-time crash, and I want you to pick a particular day of the year, and we'll just pick a day of the year when you were 15 years of age. So what you want to do is you can either pick a month and a day when you were 15, or maybe even one of the days on the calendar, 1 through, we'll say, 365, and it's up to you to pick that, and we'll just see if you happen to be out there floating in the Beyondo, you know, for that amount of time, and from different ages. So here we go. It's up to you to find something. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection, so they're not going to do anything unless you request a healing, because they see you as perfect. They see you as wanting to have that experience. Here we go. So we're bringing you back here. And this one here can be emotional, can make you feel upset, can make you feel sick, because you're bringing back a body that has been traumatized. And it may take maybe 15 minutes, typically, to readjust yourself. And just think, you could be in a lot of fear if you've been out there for 40 years, wondering what's out there and, you know, all in the darkness. Here we go. One, you're coming back to yourself now. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You may want to get up and walk around, and you may feel uneasy. And if you do feel uneasy, it's because you are out in the darkness, probably very afraid and scared, and now you're back to your body here. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so, yeah, thank you for that. So I see some people mentioning there's a show called Langoliers. That's a TV miniseries. It's a Stephen King that somebody mentioned to look out for. I also saw someone mentioned a movie from 2005, Aeon Flux, A-E-O-N, Flux. Another that looks interesting if you want to see what the media is presenting. So I saw... I moved away here, sorry. But Brent was also asking, you know, obviously they put in implants that might be time-coded. They might put in implants while we're taking sideways or whatever. And are they sometimes sort of like remote control implants, Ron?
Yeah, they do work with those in our DNA. So you have everything in you that's basically DNA time-coded, and these energies can get triggered just by the timelines that you live on. Remember, I mentioned about people seeing the mystical numbers of like 1111 coming up here. That's real popular now. And that just means that when you see the 1111 numbers, you are being remote controlled by something out there, the Utes, and they are controlling you to move your body, then move your head, have your eyes focus on the clock that's in the room that you want to be looking at. And if you do see those particular numbers, and it could be any numbers that you always see, that means that they have you under a program. It could be a program that's associated with 1111 or just in general, just a program. They're just doing a system check. And if you do see numbers all the time, or maybe you're out driving your car and you go, man, all I'm seeing today is, you know, maybe green cars or something, or yellow cars. Well, that's another program. So if you keep seeing things that are consistent in a day or off and on, you know, in your life, you know, that means that that's a program that they're using. But normally the numbers that people see on their clock is probably the most significant and maybe the easiest for them to do, because, you know, you're probably really close to a clock versus driving around town looking for, you know, green-colored cars or something. But you need to know that that's the way they're keeping tabs on you, and they know if that program is working. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so someone had mentioned this movie again. Aeon Flux is a mysterious assassin working for the Mohnikans, a group of rebels trying to overcome the government. When she's sent on a mission to kill the chairman, a whole new mystery is found. That's about that movie. And I see somebody commenting here, people discover they are clones and find a way to freedom. So that does look interesting. Thank you all for sharing that. And we have a request from Shannon from Healing the Jaw. She has a hard time opening it. Can we do anything to help her?
Ron? Well, yeah, I would just maybe look at something of entities. Let's just try entities again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps you. Remember, everything at first, normally when you have a physical problem, you may want to look at entities first, because the entities could come into you causing the problem. You still have the condition, but it may only be just a little one, and they jump on board to steal your energy. And these typically are not aliens. These are actual emotional bodies of people who no longer are living, and they still could be living too. So let's do a little quick healing here. So look at somebody in your life that may be causing you problems. Okay, whatever that means to you. And we'll just happen to see if their emotional body has connected to you, getting mileage out of you by hopping into your body also, giving you these repetitive thoughts of this condition or situation. So here we go. We're going to take out this living person's emotional body that may like you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just see how your body's doing. And back to you, Annika.
All right. Thank you. And another kind of different request here that I wanted to see if you want to do either Krishna and Buddha energy, please, from Joey was requested.
Let's bring one of the light beings in from... for Krishna, so here we go. Remember, this energy may have been here just for a short while. So here we go. 1, 2. And what I'll say is that some people think because that particular energy of whatever it is that we're clearing that it's been here for their whole lifetime. That necessarily is not true. So you need to realize that it could only have been here for maybe an hour or so. So everything is like that with light beings. They come and they go and leave their special teachings and whatever they have to tell people, and they're gone. And the energy can linger on with people talking about the energy, making you think that it's still here. So here we go, Krishna. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, what was the other energy we wanted to sample?
Buddha, the original energy.
Oh, the energy of Buddha when he came here, when the light being was in that physical body, for whatever time that it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there you go, everybody. Back to you, Annika.
All right. So More Light was asking if you do private sessions and if they can contact you for that. And obviously you can email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And usually, from what I find, is to start with the first couple of clearings. And I know there are some clearings that you do in person, Ron. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that if somebody's starting out.
If you're just starting out, you definitely want to go online and just do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's the starting one. If you're over 30, then the second clearing that you would probably more than likely like to have would be the death barcode clearing. That will give you some more vitality into your life, get rid of the barcodes that will make you not be here any longer. Remember, if you're not here and, you know, you say pass away, then you're going to go to the land of darkness. That's where you went last time, and now you're here because of that. Another clearing that you may wish to have after those two might be the spirit barcode. So if for some reason ascension is coming up soon, we'll just say the light ascension, then the light ship can find you, because they take off that code, so you will not be taken to a parallel lifetime in the dark side universe. This was what happened to you last time, and maybe 20 or 30 other times. So I think you may not like that or want that any longer. And so from that, you may want to do that clearing. There's other clearings online. Ones that I do for people at times are the sensory clearing, which is your past lifetime emotional baggage clearing. And I also do the 4-in-1, but everything else is basically online. And just first do the emotional one, then do the death barcode, and then reevaluate yourself to see what you might need next. And you will know at that time what's needed. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and what's so good about the radio shows, if you come on here and listen, you will more than likely hear of some samples, or you can ask for certain samples, and if it rings a bell or somewhere you feel something, or, you know, you get some indication that this might be the next one for you, that's also a really good way to figure out what is it that you need and what would really benefit for you to do. And, okay, Jonah has some great comments that I just thought I could read here. Take a timeline and prism, split it into several timelines. And, yes, that could be very much kind of saying how, one way of saying it and putting you on different timelines with that. I also, so Brent had, no, Sean also had some good questions they're asking. So is that why it seems like we're doing 1,000 things at once and we're tired and don't know why? Because of being on different timelines is what Sean's asking. What do you say about that, Ron?
Yeah, let's just do a timeline crash or just people in general here. Do you have an issue, Annika, we could deal with here?
Feeling overwhelmed. Maybe we can go with that issue that Sean says tired and don't know why, maybe doing too much. Or it seems like that anyway.
Okay, so let's do a timeline crash for that. Here we go. If not, just think of one that you'd like to have, some type of emotional issue that you're dealing with. And here we go, doing that timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So yeah, if you had an emotional whole lifetime clearing, which is what you need to have, and also you probably really need to have the unlimited version along with that, then when you do a timeline crash, it may get rid of a lot of your stuff. If you're strictly doing the timeline crashes without having the emotional one, remember the emotional one is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the emotions in this lifetime, so you can crash a timeline with it, but your whole emotional history is here, and you probably can't crash millions of timelines. So when you get your whole lifetime done, which basically takes probably 20 minutes online to do, then when you do a timeline crash, it's much, much, much more effective. And that's why you want to do timeline crashes, to get yourself off of those timelines. You may want to do between probably maybe 10 to 50 of them and just see how your body's feeling. Remember, it's up to you to how many times they abducted you. And everybody's abduction rate and the amount of times that it is and the consistency of being abducted is what the aliens are doing to you. So everybody is different, but I'd say that everybody's probably abducted at least 5 times a day. So, and remember, if you lost your keys, misplaced something, you know, missed a freeway on-ramp, off-ramp, felt spacey, just felt kind of weird because maybe a clone was in you and you were somewhere else, but you don't have no conscious recall of where you were, then it's because you're not here and you want to do some timeline crashes to come back here. Remember, they only get you because you have emotions. And unfortunately, humanity started to choose the darkness, which has duality, which deals with emotions, to maybe feel like you're actually living here. And you wanted to give up peace and go into duality. Most people now are kind of tired of duality, being on that conveyor belt of your natal chart controlling you and the stars and the planets and many other things, including the youths. And once you get out of that particular genre, then you can feel better by being in peace. So a lot of us have probably just got tired of being in duality, you know, been there, done that, and now you want to get peace, but you're still on that fish line with the hook in your mouth, and maybe many hooks. So that's why these clearings are so beneficial to get you out of that particular situation or many situations that's controlling you. Remember, you're not in control of your life because they are controlling you. And this is why you want to have clearings. They live a better life. Back to you, Monica.
So, let's see. I've got to get back here. My thing moved again. Shannon says, thanks for clearing. So hopefully some of that really helped you, Shannon. And I wanted to mention for Ron here to be on with us. It's just so fantastic, and you're able to listen to the shows both on archives, and the clearings will work even on archives, just unless Ron mentions that they won't, like going to the light ship obviously doesn't. That's what we do live on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Station 2. And otherwise, I wanted to mention that you will find so much benefit from doing the actual show. And these clearings are free for us. But if you would like to keep it all on the air, keep Ron for Ron to be able to do these radio shows, we would really appreciate. Or I know CLS needs help with donations, and that information can be found on the website if you want to make donations. There's several, well, actually I can look at it here to kind of guide you in the right place. So if you go to the website, www.creationlightship.com, and let's see here, going down, if you scroll down on the left-hand side underneath where it says PBS Radio, that's where it has been, there you can go to sponsor a radio show, or donate is under networking, let's see here, networking and sharing. There's a donate button that's on the left-hand side on the website. Also, of course, doing the clearings helps to keep the show up and will actually help other people that don't listen too. So all people that are on the planet will benefit from the work of the Creation Light Ship. So, we really appreciate those people that are doing clearings and sending donations to keep this on the radio show. So I saw here, Kat was saying, what happened to the YouTube healing videos? They are marked private now. And I think that's what happened to them, that I think due to donations, they had to, they need some more donations, basically. That's how I understood it. Anything you want to talk about in that, Ron, or mention?
I'll probably put those clearings up for a dollar on the website here coming up shortly. I had over 22,000 hits on them, and I probably have had a few donations from people, but I haven't really received anything on a large monetary sum there. So if you have given a donation, thank you so much. But if everybody gave a dollar, that would be wonderful for me. I'd be able to go to more conferences and pay my BBS bill. That would be wonderful for the time. Remember, I'm putting this money out that I already have in the past, and it's very useful. Plus the energy there. It's very hard to work with people, at least for myself, who have not had clearings. And so with people doing a lot of free energetic clearings who have a lot of emotional baggage, they might feel great, but I start to feel the energy. And I need to be completely charged up for those people who are really interested in ascension and interested in working on themselves. So they need to get their whole lifetime clearing. So that's kind of where I am with that here. And like I said, if I had a dollar for everybody that hit that, that much money would really help me out. And I can go to a lot more areas with the light infusion chamber, and maybe I even come to your hometown. So back to you, Annika. It looks like our show is about ready to end here. I got
at the very end, yeah.
So I'll just say blessings to all of you for listening, and our next program will be on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you. Good night.